Good morning. Welcome this Sunday morning to the worship at our Savior Lutheran Church. This is All Saints Sunday, November 5th. We welcome you. We welcome you here in person. We welcome you on the radio at 11 o'clock on WPHM. Also, you can catch our podcast at our own church website, oursaviorlutheran.com. We would like to thank our longtime anonymous donor for sponsoring this broadcast time. My name is Brad DeTerry. I'll be helping with the assisting of Pastor Charlie today. Also, you can check out our Facebook page at Port Huron, Our Savior. And so the introduction today. All Saints celebrates the baptized people of God, living and dead, who are the body of Christ. As November heralds the dying of the landscape in many northern regions, the readings and liturgy call us to remember all who have died in Christ and whose baptism is complete. At the Lord's table, we gather with the faithful of every time and place, trusting that the promises of God will be fulfilled and that all tears will be wiped away in the New Jerusalem. We will start with our gathering hymn, Shall We Gather at the River?
Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Amen. Let us pause in silent contemplation of our sinfulness. Holy One, we confess that we are not awake for you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of our siblings. We do not see your beautiful image in one another. We are infected by sin that divides your beloved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children, and Jesus, our beloved, opens the door to us. Through Jesus, you are forgiven. By Jesus, you are welcome. In Jesus, you are called to rejoice. Let us live in the promises prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The book of Revelation is written to seven churches in Western Asia Minor during a time of great oppression. Today's reading is a response to the question asked in chapter 6, verse 17, who is able to stand? The writer gives the faithful the assurance of God's protection and a vision of victory. A reading is from Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white? And where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water, to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is from Psalm 34, with the refrain being, "I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth." I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear your resource. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord who answers me and delivered me from all my terrors.
Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God.
Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants, and those who put their trust in you will not be punished.
I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in your mouth.
And our hymn of praise, sing with all the saints in glory. A saint is one who has been set apart by God for God's purposes. God, out of divine love, set us apart to be the children of God. Our only hope is that we shall see God as God really is. Our second reading is from 1 John chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. That we will be has not what we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Please rise as you are able. Please join with me in our gospel acclamation. Alleluia. They are before the throne of God, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. Alleluia. Our gospel today is from St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. So All Saints can be both our favorite Sunday and also one that creates in us a tremendous sense of longing. Now, if you Google the word saints, you will learn everything you ever wanted to know about the New Orleans Saints. Not exactly our subject for today. Mother Teresa doesn't even show up. Neither do any of the saints that we might have on our own minds this day. That is what this day does for us. It brings up memories that we've probably buried deeply in our minds, some of which we would rather not have brought up, reminding us about the loss of someone in our lives from either the recent or even long ago past. The names that we include this Sunday in our reading shortly in the prayers are those who passed this last year, are all people that someone knew personally that we know in our midst, and so are mourned greatly by them, and we bless them as Jesus did. Among some of the first that Jesus blesses in this passage are mourners, making them saints, those blessed for what they endure in their lives. When Jesus speaks to the people gathered before him in our gospel reading, he is changing the way in which blessed is realized. It is not that those who are rich in this life, who are seen as the ones who live a blessed life, are really the blessed. It is the ones who are living in a transformed life, and in those days were treated harshly for it, who are the blessed ones. We who are removed from that possibility may struggle to accept that living our faith in Jesus could have these repercussions. But we consider those who we see living in their faith, even while enduring war or violence. Jesus does not glorify the conditions in which these people live, but blesses them for their endurance. We are with a great company of mourners this day, unfortunately. There is too much a loss of life happening all around us, many needlessly. Last Sunday, we recognized the people mourning the great loss of life in Lewiston, Maine. But last weekend also brought with it multiple other scenes of mass shootings that took place in our country. Many people through those events have been added to this list of mourners due to the dilemma of gun violence that is sweeping our nation. Last Sunday, I found a count of 565 such events that were registered. That number as of just Monday morning is now 580 for this year. These are defined as mass shootings where there are at least four victims, not counting the shooter. Most of these events have far more than just four victims. Many last weekend had eight or more. So permit me to do some math projections on this for a moment. If we use a coarse estimation of five people on the average of victims per event, which is probably low, we have 2,900 victims. If we assume at least eight family members impacted per victim, we end up with 23,200 mourners over just this year who are added to those who are already included, with those who are mourning that have had to experience natural deaths of family members or deaths due to diseases. Add to this, of course, the number of killings that were not considered mass shootings, many of which happened due to domestic violence and disagreements. Add to this again the number of children who have been killed in the fighting thus far in the Israel-Hamas war, which I found was estimated to be 3,000, which is more than all of the children who died due to warfare all of last year. Our hearts are pained with all of this knowledge that we probably did not want. While we pray for peace for the entire region, we recognize these innocents as new saints for God to take into God's hands of care and comfort in their passing. Their families have joined the unfortunate club of mourners that we are probably a part of as well. We find love in our hearts for them. We hope that all those affected can hear the blessings of God for them and know that their lives as mourners are treasured by Jesus. There are many more who may be named as saints that Jesus lifts up in this message for us. We know of those around us who are poor in spirit and many who hunger and thirst. We strive to be merciful to those all around us, and to be peacemakers and encouraging for peace to be done in our world and particularly in our own society all around us. One city has tried an unusual way to become a city with less gun violence, Denver, Colorado. What most of us probably did not know is that gun crimes where there's no victim killed are not often fully investigated and solved. What Denver found is that the perpetrator is often later identified in a murder investigation, which might have not even taken place if the person had originally been charged and brought to justice on that original non-lethal charge. This, of course, takes setting some priority on this and, of course, adding in the manpower to do it. But saving a life is important. And if this is what helps that happen, how could we as a society allow this to not be done? So as we pray this day for the families of the people who have gone to rest in Christ, let us who seek justice in our world consider how it can be that we can ask for peace to come to our streets. We might use the word saints this day to describe the people living out their faith for Christ under these many conditions of tragedy in our world. But we remember that we are all claimed by God as saints. Certainly, we need to count ourselves in with the many among the saints as we do the disciples of Jesus, who we know had to endure a lot to propagate the readings of the New Testament such that they are now in hands. So what really is a saint? Are we a saint because we believe, or is there something more we need to do? As Martin Luther taught us, we are all saints and sinners at the same time. So if you want to see a saint, just look around next to you. There are named saints, though, as well. So let us hear an interesting story of one of them who is considered a patron saint, and hopefully maybe lighten up our saints discussion this day. Sorry for all of that discussion, but stuff we need to hear. So many stories were told of Martin Luther's affection for beer. So I thought I would provide us with the story of the patron saint of beer. Now, beer actually has just one patron saint, an Austrian bishop who is known for extolling the benefits of drinking beer. Saint Arnold was born into a prominent Austrian family in 580 CE, which means that Martin Luther probably knew about it. In that time, water wasn't actually very safe to drink. It was often filled with contaminants that could make people sick. So beer's preparation kills off the harmful bacteria, making it positively healthy in comparison. Arnold apparently often preached often about the topic of beer, especially its health benefits. He is credited with the statement, "From man's sweat and God's love, beer came into the world." About a year after Arnold's death and burial at his monastery in Remiremont, France, if I'm pronouncing that right, his body was relocated to the local church in Metz, France, where he had frequently preached. According to the legend, the procession that transported his body stopped off at a tavern, of course, for refreshment along the way. But there was only one mug of beer left, so they all split it, and the mug never ran dry, quenching the crowd's thirst. Today, there's a brewery apparently in Houston named for the patron saint of beer, St. Arnold Brewing Company. I actually hadn't heard about it before. And this is all not that I'm encouraging any of you to drink beer. Our water is safe these days. This day, we've heard the many blessings from Jesus for the great many who are the mistreated or have to endure with things in this lifetime. This includes, importantly for this day, right near the top of Jesus's list, those who mourn, which is on our minds this day. When we try to find our place on that list that Jesus creates, we concede that we fit into many of the categories that Jesus mentions all through our lives. But this one of mourning is one that we have likely been in or are still in to some respect now. That is how life is for us. We have to deal with the loss of someone which sometimes lasts a lifetime. We've already discussed how mourners happen in our world, often due to senseless situations. But we know that there are many more who suffer, some for long times, with terminal illnesses. A number of years ago, I met a woman who was in this situation, and she had already endured cancer that was ravaging her body for about half a year when I first met her. I have to say that one blessing of this St. Clair area is that of having a really first-class hospice facility. It's clean, it's bright, it's scenic. It even has room for a relative to sleep overnight in the patient's room. It has a very friendly staff who took care of the many needs of patients who often could do little for themselves. The staff were saints that one could meet in this life and know them to be saints for all that they did. P, which is all I will give of you of her name, is a saint as well for enduring over two more years all of this that was happening to her and always being upbeat and always happy to see me come in to visit with her. She loved to receive communion, the life-giving, sin-forgiving gift from Christ, which we will all share this morning as well. Would that we all could live as she did, a life full of love and full of hope. This shows us certainly what a saint looks like. Let us all go out into the world from here as the saints that we are, full of hope and love for all others, as we bless our Lord of love at all times. Amen. Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. Let us turn our hearts to God, our breath and life, as we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need.
Holy God, the Church triumphant gathers around your throne to praise you, We join them in worship and remember your sustaining grace in every generation. Heal our division. Show us unity in your presence. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Creator, we marvel at your creation revealed in the cycle of seasons, changing landscapes, and the rise and fall of ocean tides. Turn us from selfish consumption and open us to gentle healing of the earth so that all creation thrives. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Advocate, we lift grateful hearts for the ability to vote and elect leaders. Grant wisdom to those who will be elected and safety to poll workers. May civic leaders serve the whole community, especially all who are underrepresented or oppressed. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy Healer, bless the brokenhearted and all who mourn. Send your compassion to all who grieve. Grant wholeness to those who are sick and accompany the dying. Be near to all who need you. Especially, Lord, this day we pray for Tony Gaines, David Quater, June Albert, Tanya Cleaver, Pastor Don and Cheryl Dorsbacher, Ken Doty, Barb Downing, Thomas Ginn, Barbara Gruitt, Brian Hedberg, Lois Langolf, Pastor Charlie Martin, Sherry Moserak, Beverly and Ed O'Connor, Leon Quater, Natalie Raymond, Carl Rich, Moen, Selah, and Taylor, Pat Roberts, Don Siebert, Sandy Smith, Carol Watson, Douglas Weaver, Jim and Flo Young. Also, Lord, we pray for those that we mention in our hearts. We pray for the family of Donna Barnish, Judy Redmond, Scott Reed, and Jason Rehm with their passing, and Cheryl Deasing and her family with the passing of her father. Lord, we pray for the life-saving ministries of Narcotics Anonymous, Project Return, Alcoholics Anonymous, and all the addiction-centered recovery programs. Finally, Lord, we pray for those who serve to protect our nation, both home and overseas, that they may return to their community safely. Hear us, O God.
Mercy is great.
Holy Comforter, we pray for this congregation that the promise of your new life may be shared and experienced. We pray for the funeral ministry of this congregation that families and friends seeking your love find it here. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. We pray and continue to pray for peace to come to the Israel and Gaza area, and that fighting may end and that peace may once again come to that region. We pray for all of those who suffer from that situation, and we ask that you watch over them, keep them safe, and give them comfort. Lord, in your mercy, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We also continue to pray for those who are recovering from floods, hurricanes, and wildfires in our midst, who need your help, O God, to find their lives again. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Holy One, for the saints who now rest in your mercy, we give you thanks. We remember their witness of faithfulness and love on all around us. Bibi Maimoun Abdullah, Donna Barnish, Cheryl Bigger Rice, Herman Bratfish,
Martin Bruman, Enoch Carlton, Donald E. Chittister, James Davidson,
Patty Dunn, Diane Haynes, David Hooven, Joseph Code,
Julia Kruski, James Culpa, Gunnery Sergeant Kirk V. Langolf, Darlene Bruman Madison,
Linda Mosher, Marjorie L. Martin, Shirley J. McLean, Ashley Nisbet,
Roy Moeller, Lois Parker, Robert Porter, Judith A. Redmond,
Scott Reed, Jason Reen, Frank Russick, Esther E. Terry Schuf,
Lorraine Carmichael Summers, Leonard Sarkey II, Brenda Wickings, Joyce J. Wolven, Michelle Rubel, Diane Haynes, Bruce Cummings.
Praise to you, O Lord, for the eternal life that they have been given through Jesus Christ. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer our spoken prayers and those held in our hearts, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ is with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated for the offering.
We thank you for your continued support to the Christian ministry of our Savior Lutheran Church here in Port Huron. We thank you, those who are listening by the radio. You can also reach us on our website. We have new features on our website. We have actually online giving. You can set up weekly, monthly, one time, just at the click of a button. You can just log on to OurSaviorLutheran.com and go through the entire website. It's very nice. Also, we would like to wish one of our very own longtime, if not lifelong, member happy birthday at home to Donna Schess, who I'm sure is listening to us right now. Happy birthday, Donna. Dorothy, sorry. I can't read my old writing here, and I'm just kind of going on autopilot here. Happy birthday, Dorothy. And a happy birthday and happy anniversaries to everyone who has one in this month of November. For announcements, we have, we've had some pretty exciting meetings going on here with the three local ELCA congregations, ourselves, St. Martin, and St. Paul. And the big come away that we've come to is that we are really going to try to focus our efforts on working together for the community. We had a meeting yesterday. You will see that coming in the very near future, we will be focusing many of our monthly drives, food drives, canned good drives, all of these outreaches. We will be coming as one to try to triple our impact to the community. We still maintain all our own individual identities, which is great, but we have three places in Port Huron who are working the circuit for the same objective, which is to evangelize, bring Christ to people where they're at, and to help them with their needs, particularly in Port Huron, which there are so many. So keep your ears open for more joint community partnership with ourselves, St. Martin, and St. Paul Lutheran Churches. And I believe that's it for announcements. God of all goodness, generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them that, as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen. Our offering hymn in our day of Thanksgiving.
Please rise as you are able. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed he comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, highest. Holy God, you alone are holy, you alone are God. The universe declares your praise beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath. We praise you, O God. Generations bless your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future. We bless you, O God. We give you thanks for your dear Son at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now. We thank you, O God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end. Amen. And now let us pray with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. There is a place for you at the banquet. Come and feast at Jesus' table. Please be seated until we call you forward. Please rise as you are able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal, you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen.